Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. Stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gate. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of the day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. The early church faced a major crisis of faith very early on because the leadership of the church told the people that this gospel you just heard was going to be fulfilled immediately. And so people began to sell their farms and give the money to the poor. They sold their businesses and gave the money to the poor. And they came together and spent their days in charismatic prayer because they believed that the second coming of Jesus was imminent. But as the years went on, nothing happened, and they faced a major crisis of faith because their leadership had misled them. The leadership of the church doesn't always get it right. And you and I are living in one of those moments right now where it was not only horrifying enough that abuse took place among children, but then to quadruple it with the bishops covering it up. But I must tell you that I see hope on the horizon. First of all, we are very blessed in our own diocese with a bishop who gets it, but trust me, he's in the minority. There was a synod of bishops in Rome during the month of October. Every October, bishops from around the world come together and discuss a topic. Then they draft a document which they give to the Pope, and eventually he will draft a document for the entire church. This October's synod was on youth. And Pope Francis insisted that a significant number of young people be participants in the synod, something that has never happened before. And when they concluded, they issued their document, and they called for three major changes in the church. Number one is called synodality. It's tough to explain in 30 seconds, but it means that not all the power has to rest in Rome, that it can be shared among the others. For example, would not the Bishop of Erie know more what your needs are than some bureaucrat who sits in an office in Rome and doesn't even speak our language, but then will legislate something that will affect us? And so synodality would break that down. Secondly, they said women must be involved in the decision-making at every single level of the church. They did not talk about ordination, but they said that women have to be involved. I have said this before, if women had been involved in decision-making, this cover-up would never have taken place. You wouldn't have tolerated it. Only an old boys' club would tolerate it, and that has to change. And thirdly, they said we have to change our approach to gay and lesbian people because our rhetoric demonizes them. It pushes them away from the church. And the document goes on to say that no one of us are defined by our sexuality, but we're defined by the fact that we're children of God. And so I see hope on the horizon. Amen.